Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Good evening from Knaresborough Cricket Club. Today I'm not here to have my hand at sport. I'm here to talk about men's health. And one of the team members of the Corinthians is Dr. Oliver Kayes, who you may know, part of the Leeds Urology Partnership, and helps men all over the county with a variety of health problems. Now, one of the biggest issues that seems to be present in the world of men's health is the fact that it doesn't really want to be talked about. And I'm here to tackle or to find out exactly how much of a problem that is. Now, to start with, there's a hurdle because the cricket game is currently in play. And interrupting a cricket game is not the easiest thing in the world, but we'll see. We'll ask some of those questions that are commonly not known the answers to. Would you know what to look for if you're looking for a lump in your testicles? Would you know what area or
I've just had that done.
Have you? Okay. What,
yes.
A check?
Yes.
Did you know what you were looking for?
Yes.
What was that?
Lumps.
Lumps, okay.
Unusual sensitivity. Extra lumps which you didn't expect to be there.
I think so. I think I'd notice a lump.
Yes.
Yeah? Any more details than that?
Well, just testicles is a good start.
And
just feel for anything that's unusual.
Yeah, I think so. Just anything unusual, I suppose, if I was asked the question. But I'm conscious that you have to do those kind of examinations quite regularly, just to make sure that all's in order.
Do you like check underneath for bumps and stuff? I feel like that's what you do. But not tad it in too much.
And the same question as well for prostate problems. Yeah. Do you know what that would be like or feel like?
No, I don't think I'd know. I don't know.
No idea. Okay.
No idea.
I think you wee quite a lot, I think. I've had a prostate exam as part of medical, so I know what the test is.
No, I wouldn't know so much about that, to be honest. I think it's probably more directed at people who are a little bit older than my age range, possibly, so I haven't been as familiar with that.
Do you know what your prostate is?
Yeah, is it your bum? Something like
any
that.
Any particular part
no,
of your
I don't
bum?
Know. No, I'm not sure.
I've got a problem with the prostate already. I'm getting tablets for that.
Are you? Okay. And what happened? How did you realise you had a problem?
I have no idea. You go to the doctor, they give you a test and things like that, and they say, yes, you know, I'll prescribe this for you.
Want to go to the toilet and not being able to. Hurting when you do go. You could pass blood, small amounts or large amounts.
And then the final question, have you ever experienced any form of erectile dysfunction?
No.
I haven't, no. And I've got no, I don't think it's ever happened. Has it happened? No.
No?
I'm lucky, I guess.
No, I haven't.
But I'm a type 1 diabetic, so I'm aware that probably at some point in time, that's one of the symptoms that is likely to be evident.
Only when I started taking the medication for prostate issues, so I just need to take medication to keep on top of things.
So Dr. Oliver Kayes, we are halfway through your cricket match. How do you think the first half went? You happy?
It's tough. It's very warm. And whilst we look like elite athletes, Beth, I think you can see that maybe the expanding waistlines, and I don't think the chaps will mind me saying that. You know, the take-home message for the first half was lots of sunscreen, nice hat and a stretch-off before we started. But we're okay.
Well, I think you looked in fine form from over here. It was really good. So I've been round and I've asked a variety of men three particular questions that we decided on beforehand. One about testicles, one about prostates and one about erections. They weren't expecting any three of those when they came to play cricket today. But we need to get the correct answers to those. So should we start in the order that I asked them? What should people be looking for if they're looking for lumps in their testicles?
So the main concern, obviously, and it's for younger men more than older men, particularly between sort of 16 to 40, 45, is a hard, painless lump. And a cricket ball is a very good sort of imagination of what that might feel like. So if you feel that there's a swelling, it's firm and cricket ball-like, then that really needs to be examined and ultrasounded so that we can make sure it's nothing more serious. But and take-home messages. The vast majority of things down there are not serious, so don't be shy about coming forward and getting examined.
The next question was a similar one, but about prostates. Do people know what to look for? So there was a mixture, actually. Some people really, really did, and some people didn't even know where to find it. So what would the answer be? What signs should people be looking out for?
And you're looking for things like a slowing of the stream, finding it hard to initiate, voiding, having to go to the toilet more often, not being able to control it like you used to, getting up at night. They're classic things that get in the way of sleeping and normal activities. The other sort of red flag things are the loss of erections, a non-specific pain in that area, and obviously passing blood in the water. That's really important to come forward and get assessed then.
Okay. And the third and final question, the one that they were probably most anxious about answering, was whether people had experienced any problem with erectile dysfunction.
So what were the answers that you got, Beth?
Whole mixture. Mainly I got no's. I got somebody who was 81 and said, of course I have, I'm 81. And then said how brilliant it was that Viagra is now available to the public without a prescription, which is true. But yeah, mainly we had no's.
So it's obviously 1 in 10 of men in their lifetime will develop some form of erection problem. So it's more common than perhaps they are aware and perhaps they're happy to allude to. Younger men, obviously, it's a rare problem, and we often associate that with psychological problems, stress, relationship issues, but it can be a hormonal imbalance, it can be part of a bigger illness. When we start thinking about older men, then we start thinking about their cardiovascular risk factors, what their cholesterols are like, and testosterone levels. And obviously, as you've said, you know, there's plenty of treatments there. Viagra is available now over the counter, but underneath every problem there may be a bigger problem, and that's where we come in to help you and make sure that everything's okay.
No matter what the men's health problem is, I know you deal with a whole variety of other issues, not just the three areas we've talked about, people can come and talk to you or somebody at Leeds Urology. What is the best way to get in touch?
So the website's www.leedsurologypartnership.co.uk. That's got the telephone number on it and an easy anonymous access via email if you want to send me a message and I can respond. Come along, we'll have a chat and we'll try and work out what problems that we can look into and solve for you.
Mm-hmm. And you are based at the Spire Hospital in Leeds, but also do run sessions at Nuffield Health in Harrogate. So there's a couple of options that people can come and see you. Dr. Oliver Kayes from Leeds Urology, thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.
Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.